is beginning this year in 07. And it's going to be a good year where there's much fruit from the people in this room. I thank you for them and ask your anointing to continue to be upon them. May you give them a double portion of that anointing, a double portion of your blessing. May we be filled with your Spirit. May the gifts of the Spirit be at work in all of our lives. May there be healings and restoration and wholeness in Yeshua's name. Amen. Well, please be seated. We were back, the elders and wives were all back at the annual Rabbis Conference in Orlando. Is it better if I'm over here? Maybe be back a little bit? I'm okay, huh? Okay. Good. I can honestly say God has not called me to live in Florida, which is one gigantic sandbar swamp. It is warm there, but yeah, there's a lot of Messianic congregations back there. They're well covered, but it's flat back there. There's no mountains anywhere. However, you know, every year, and we say this, that the Rabbis Conference gets better. It's a leadership conference. It's aimed at the congregational leaders and wives and elders and their wives. And it gets better every year. It speaks to issues and so on. And every time, remember, I come back and I say, it makes me glad I'm here when I look at where I could be because everybody else has more problems than we do. So I feel better when I come back here. Okay? But this one was different. This one was different, and it started off that way and kept on going. It was extremely prophetic. And I'll be sharing some of that today and some...
You need to just wear. Some of those you need to wear. Okay, fine.
I need to be dressed.
Okay, so fix me.
Debbie Turnup does all that, right? It's cracking still. That better? How about that?
You can do anything you want.
Like it.
All right. How's that? Okay, good. Okay, hang on one second while I find one little thing. Don't go away. This has been all changed around. Oh, there's one thing I got to have. Don't tell me I didn't put this in. I have it memorized, though. Oh, there it is. Right there. Right there. That's a biggie. It's a one-liner that will change this congregation. One line. Okay, we'll get there. Anyway, every time it's good. This was prophetic. This was prophetic. You know, out there today, there's been a lot of doom and gloom prophecies for the coming year. Maybe you're aware of some of those. We got the reverse. We got the reverse of that. We got the good stuff that's going to be happening to you, to the Messianic movement. And every year, we get a letter, looks like this, you know, from the chairman saying, we're going to have a nice time, blah, blah, blah. And I can, I put it aside. I make my reservations. And some of you were asking, what is the theme this year? And I don't know. Well, I read the letter, and I go, ooh. And I wished I could have read this before we went, but maybe this is the right time. But just listen. Also, too, what I really got, I got a lot of stuff for me there, a lot for me. I got some stuff for some of you. For some of you as a community, but some of you specifically as an individual, and it'll be shared in the course of time. But one of the confirmations that I got was that we are really on the right track, and I'll tell you why in the next 3 minutes here. And that's good to know. It's good to know. Let me read some of this to you about what this conference was all about, because it changed me, and it's touched our elders and wives. Which in turn will touch you. All right, Judah Hangerman says this. See if this rings any bells here. All right, the IMCS, that we're a part of, the International Alliance of Messianic Congregations and Synagogues, is committed to the vision and work of Jewish revival. It is our conviction that the local Messianic congregation, that's you, is the prophetic key to seeing Jewish revival manifest in our days. And then he quotes Jeremiah 23:3. God said, then I myself shall gather the remnant of my flock, that's you who are Jewish believers, and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. That's out of Thursday night Acts study, I would think. These folds, spiritually speaking, are Messianic congregations.
And according to God's promise, they are destined. I got to tell you how many times certain words popped up at this conference. Destiny is one of them. I'll be telling you more about that. Destined to be destined. Anybody here latch on to that word, I hope? Listen to that. If you have, this is for you. You are destined. Look at this. You are destined to be fruitful and multiply. I like that. And then I added one little thing. This is about the Messianic congregations in our Thursday night Acts study. I added, and we should be planting them, other congregations, okay, at the heart. Oh, they're speaking to the heart, and they did. Every speaker of each congregation is the shepherd. That's me, the Messianic rabbi. And he said, and Jeremiah says this about them, 23:4, I shall also raise up shepherds over them, and they shall lead them. It is our desire that the upcoming Rabbis Conference be used by the Lord, here you go, to encourage, this is for you, to encourage you, to spur on the leaders to personal faithfulness and ministry growth in the upcoming new year, 07. We are believing that this year's Rabbis Conference will inspire, instruct, encourage you to bear more fruit and multiply greatly. That's out of Thursday night Acts study right there. And look at this. And we pray together that the spiritual authority God has given us, that there will be breakthroughs. You know, I didn't send back our list of words we've been using. You wait. There will be breakthroughs will take place. This is the opening letter. That breakthroughs will take place in each of our congregations and cities and people. And they had no clue what we've been teaching. You wait, this is nothing yet. And then in one of the classes, here's a verse for you. I will just read it. It's out of Stern's version. It's Hebrews 6, 10 through 12. But see if it speaks to you. This is entitled An Encouraging Word. Okay? Here's the quote. For God is not so unfair. This is for some people here. Listen, tune in. For God is not so unfair as to forget your work. In other words, all you've been doing, He's taken note of it. He hasn't forgotten the foundations you've been laying. Okay? He's not going to forget it. And the love you have shown for Him in your past service to His people. And in your present service as well. However, we want each of you to keep showing the same diligence right up to the end. In other words, hang in there. When your hope will be realized. This is speaking to someone here right now. When your hope will be realized, so that you will not become sluggish, slow down, but will be imitators of those who by, listen to this one, by their trust and patience. Trust and patience, anybody have those words? Are now receiving what has been promised. That's prophetic for the coming year. What you've been waiting for is coming. God has promised it. Hang in there with your patience for a while, but you're going to receive what He's promised. We're not even to the fun stuff yet. However, to kind of summarize it, and all through it all, and they don't talk to each other about what they're going to be teaching. Okay, it's kind of like they just come and do it. But there was like a proclamation for 07. It kind of goes like this. The proclamation for 07, this is for us. It's a fresh anointing in 07, a year of fruitfulness for all of us. 07 is a year of refreshment. It will be a new season. We are now in it. It's not going to be. We are in that new season as we speak. It has started. And listen to this. I just made a list of the key words that all the teachers were using, all of them. I'm sitting there thinking, who's been sending you my CDs here, huh? From Acts, especially, and some from Saturday morning. Here were the words. Now, how can you make this happen? You can't. The words were preparation, transition, breakthrough. Examples were given from the book of Acts. Are we on the right track or what? Paradigm shift. Suddenly, I had two miraculous ways that people said suddenly to me out of nowhere. I'm looking at them, going, you don't have a clue what you just said and what that means, okay? Destiny. those two parts, major segments of teachings about fulfilling your destiny, appointed, anointed, stuff about character and integrity. Look, how about this one? Look to your heart. See with your heart. See through God's heart. React from your heart. And focus on prayer and worship. Remember who you are, where you're going, who you are becoming. I'm thinking, you know, Lord, you've been, okay. Don't, we're more on this in a few minutes. Don't look back. Look ahead. Don't look back. Some of you, for you right now, don't look back. Look ahead. We're in a marathon, okay, and we're going to win. Now, what does all that stuff mean? Well, I'll just kind of walk through some of the teachers and give you little bits and pieces of some of the stuff they said. The opening one was Judah Hungerman. And again, it's a year 07 of fruitfulness, a new season. We're in that new season. He starts off by saying, well, there's going to be a paradigm change. I go, who's sending in my notes, okay? He said, Yeshua brought in a paradigm change. And also, you see that in the book of Acts. I've been teaching that or what, okay? Where a small group of people became a large group of people and flourished and changed the world, and it was a paradigm shift, and we're on the verge of another one right now. We see transitions. My word. And he used the book of Acts. We see transitions in Acts that will bring about breakthroughs. My notes here. When full attention is given to prayer and worship. So I think you should fill up that prayer room on Tuesday nights. Okay? I think you should. I'm just going to throw out some shotgun stuff, okay? These are not in order because I didn't have time to put this in order. It's about the kind of God we serve, not the kind of week we had. I like that one, okay? We need to see people the way God sees them. Have I been saying that or what? Let Him change you. We're talking about change a little bit later. Let Him. Question, what does God want to do in our lives? The answer was to possess us, okay? To consume us. Remember Paul on the Damascus Road? He was consumed with the love of Yeshua. Talk about a kickstart, wow. It's a new season, we're in it. There is new empowerment coming to Jewish believers. You know, they're going to be the head and not the tail, and starting right now. Starting right now. And we who are not Jewish are in that support role to lift them up to higher levels of leadership. Okay? That's part of who we are and what we do. Okay? God is working on some new and fresh ways to deal with all of us. And the key word that came out of that was refreshment. The result is refreshment. Man, this is amazing stuff, isn't it? God wants to use you. But the question is, are you willing to surrender? It's surrender. It's total surrender. To be used the way things need to be done, it's total surrender. That's what you do. Messianic Judaism is the key to what God is doing in the world. They're imparting a worldwide vision today. But we are going to be the key to that. And God must direct every one of our steps. Everyone, not just, you know, everyone, okay, of our steps. And again, we must see through God's eyes, just like we've been talking about Thursdays and a few times Saturday mornings. Then Frank Loringer starts talking about the destiny of the nations. You know, like the Great Commission, that part, the word nations, is determined by what you, the remnant, Jewish believers, will do. No pressure. It's only the world is depending on you, okay? Okay? A lot of people addressed the word destiny, several speakers. And we'll get to some of that, but it just kept coming up. We need to think with our hearts. How about that one? React from our hearts. Look to our hearts. Have we been saying that or what? John 15, where Yeshua said, you have been appointed. That there is appointed for what? To bear fruit. To bear fruit. And that the fruit should remain. That was the prophetic message. Okay? We've been doing the digging, the planting, you know, putting fertilizer out, all that kind of stuff. It's time to bear the fruit. Okay, the tree is getting mature and I have to start bearing the fruit. You wait till I get to this page. One liner, okay, we're coming. And Frank Lorenzer closes, he prays like this. Okay, so those of you who were there Thursday nights a few weeks ago, and I think I said this on a Saturday morning as well, he prayed, "May our hearts be broken by what is breaking yours." We prayed that prayer here and on Thursday night. I talked to Frank afterwards. He says, "The Lord just said that through me." I go, "It's nice to know we're on the same page." Jonathan Burness. We are to be doing the God things, not just the good things. Okay? It's not the quantity of our labor. I can't believe they use these words. It's not the quantity of our labor, but the quality of our labor that will bring forth fruit. Okay? And maturity in Luke 8, the parable, is linked to fruitfulness. You don't have fruitfulness without the maturity. And he says, we're there. It's time. Okay, it's time. And they always address the Jewish stuff. You know, like the complaints are, "We're too Jewish, we're not Jewish enough." All congregations say that. "We're too Jewish, we're not Jewish enough." They said, you know what? Guess where they went? They said, take a look at Yeshua. And take a look at the book of Acts. Oh, got my attention. If Yeshua did it, we should be doing it. If they did it in the book of Acts, we should be doing it, including the signs, the wonders, the miracles, even the raising of the dead. But don't press your luck with me, okay? I don't want you to be the first, okay? I might be having a bad day or something, so I want you alive and well, okay? But you know what? What they're saying was, you know what? We are to be living the book of Acts with that vision and doing what they were doing. It was like, that's what believers did. So, we'll be teaching through Acts still. And then, there will be a striving to fulfill our destiny. I didn't bring my Bible up here. Where did I leave it? It's around here somewhere. And Sarah, that was the verse we opened with this morning, Philippians 3. Let me read that again. That they use. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 12. We open the service this morning with this. "Not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but..." See, God uses imperfect people. Y'all are aware, don't you, that in all the hand-picked people that Yeshua picked, only one was a theologian, a Paul. The rest weren't. More on that later. "But I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Yeshua HaMashiach has also laid hold of me. My brothers and sisters, I do not count myself to have apprehended or comprehended, but one thing I do," and here we go, "forgetting those things which are behind." This is for you guys. Forget the stuff behind you. Okay? This is a new year, more than a new year. 07 is significant. Forget that stuff that's behind. Some of you are in transition, leaving it behind. And one of our songs today was, "It's going to be like a vapor." I like that. It's like a vapor. Poof. But what's ahead is really good stuff. "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward," that's the striving, "reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal." We have a goal, okay? "For the prize of the upward call," you have the calling of God and Yeshua HaMashiach. So in doing that, you got to forget what's behind. Leave it there. Leave it. And look ahead. Okay? More on that from Paul Wilbur's prophecy and what happened to me there as well. So forget what is behind. Look to what is ahead. Walk in what he is revealing to you now. And like we said, one step at a time. What's he saying to you now? Walk in it one step at a time. Okay? As he reveals it, take the step. As he reveals it, take the step. Pretty soon you're going to look back and you go, "Oh, I used to be way back there. Look at where I am." Yes, that's exactly what's happening. It is happening. All right? And in response to fulfilling your destiny, again, they kept saying things like this. "You're in a race." And more on that in a minute. That's a biggie. "It has a goal. And you're going to win." you are going to win. That's good. This is good news. This is good news. Okay? And then the declaration, you are to fulfill your destiny. And then as Jonathan Burness closed, he prayed this prayer. Lord, please fulfill our destiny. And people began to shout from the audience, calling for breakthroughs. Breakthroughs. Does this connect to us or what? David Chernoff was teaching a nice lesson. He kind of stopped. He looks out and he says, and suddenly your prayers will be answered. Suddenly your prayers will be answered. Keep praying for what you're praying for, because they'll be answered suddenly. Susan and I were talking with Joel Chernoff. Some pretty miraculous things are happening in Israel through him as we speak, which you'll hear about at the conference. But he was sharing some of those things. And then out of nowhere, he turns to me and he says, right to my face, he says, and it's going to happen suddenly. I'm like, okay, I wrote that down over here. Okay. I wrote that down. All right. And then Charlie Kluge begins his teaching by saying this, there are going to be breakthroughs in the heavenlies. Changes are coming. There will be transitions. And he talks about transitioning from ministry to leadership. Let me just read my little things he gave us here. Okay, here we go. Okay, the transition, this is for you guys. The transition from ministry to leader, he had four points. Okay, in the one is servanthood. In the area of servanthood, we do the things others are unwilling to do. Okay, if you're transitioning, if you're being moved up, you will begin to do the things others are unwilling to do. The next one is, modeling, role modeling. Okay, we are to do the things others should be doing. Equipping. Do the things others can learn to do. Show them how to do it. Work yourself out of a job if you're a director, okay? And finally, leading means doing the things others cannot do because you have been especially anointed and called and gifted for something unique that no one else can do. If you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. No pressure, okay? No pressure for that one. That was kind of neat, I thought. That's the verse that we're going to end with. We'll come back to that. One of the questions was, in the middle of all this, you just kind of popped out, so are you excited about what God is doing? Are you? I am. And again, for us who are, we're disciples, right? What he's saying, be teachable. Be attentive. Be a listener. Hear what God is saying. And be faithful. Be faithful. It's not about what you know, knowledge, but it's about who you are. It's about who you are. I'm writing this stuff down saying, I've been saying this. And they're just, this is so neat. The proclamation was, it's about dignity and character and having a heart for God. One thing that was said, let me see if I get this right. I didn't rewrite this one, but it goes like this. I can do it. Be who you are. Wherever you are, and whoever you're with. Okay? It's about character. Be who you are, wherever you are, and whoever you're with. Okay? I like that. I like it. That's for leadership stuff. Okay? And then he got a little louder. Find your purpose and your destiny, your passion. What's your passion? What's your joy? You know what? What they're saying is that if you're doing all this stuff the right way, you will, that verse I read, God will keep his promise, that passion will come to pass and that joy will come to pass. You will find your passion and you will find your joy. And then this is a biggie. Transition to what we are now, who we are now, and we're to be aiming at developing. This is a biggie. Global outreach. Global outreach. Maybe I should bring this one up right now, okay? Global outreach. It's, you know, God's timing is very amazing to me. And this week is when Janice taught Acts 13. Acts 13 is the last transition in Acts, the final transition, but it's when they finally get it and launch into all the world, and the rest of the book of Acts is how they did that, launching into all the world. Well, we get a phone call this week, and I don't have the details. I will have them next week, but it's kind of like this. Remember our little outreach time with Saddleback? You know, people kept asking, is anything else happening with that? And we were saying no. We get a call. Okay, they did an outreach to Uruguay, South America, it was to Jewish people, and they found Jewish believers there. Okay, and we get the phone call and asking the question, would we be interested in founding a sister messianic congregation in Montevideo? How long did I have to pray about that one? Now think about this, the timing of this. We are teaching in Acts for a world vision, and we're saying we should be doing the things that are here. This is what we're supposed to do. And they call and they say, would you be interested in establishing a sister congregation in Montevideo? And you know what? All of you who are Hispanic, your faces came before me. I'm saying, you know what? We can do this. We have the people to do this. Herman is going to be heading up a team, and Olga. And we're going to do this. I mean, isn't this amazing? We don't have to send interpreters. We have you guys, it's your first language. It's not a second culture, it's your first culture. I don't know of anybody else who can do this. God says, okay, we've been preparing you, here you go. Can you do this? Well, like with dance and worship and somehow I got a hold of a video of one of our services. I don't know how that happened yet. I'll find out. What they said was, that's what we want to be. We want to be that. That's us. That's us. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes opportunity to do something in South America. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? What a year. I mean, it's happening. We turned the corner this year, and we're rolling. We are rolling. I'll tell you, that's amazing. I know of no other congregation that has the number of Hispanic people that are equipped to do this. We can do this. More on it next week. So, but the wheels are turning. Herman already has things half planned already. We're halfway there. So that was pretty neat. Global outreach, our vision. Robert Solomon came up with his teaching: change is good. Develop an attitude of change. In other words, start changing in some stuff for the coming year. So the question was, has God changed anything in you? So here, I like this one. So, has God changed anything in you in the last year? How have you changed in the last year? In the last, how would you answer this? Don't do it right now, but just how would you? In the last 6 months, some of you have had some pretty significant changes in the last 6 months. In the last month, in the last week, God is doing some stuff. And it's amazing. He said, you can't have progress without change. Are you willing to say, now what do I mean by change? Oh yeah, here's what he said. Are you willing to say, Lord, change me? It's got to start there. Lord, change me. Change me. And then you go back to the other word we use, surrender. And then you surrender. And then let him change you. And then he's got some. And then he added, change requires additional commitment. It requires a deeper commitment to him. If you're going to say, Lord, change me, then your commitment must go deeper. You can't stay the same and be changed. Otherwise, there'll be no change. Makes sense. Well, how am I doing? We're okay. How about this one? Three speakers, one dream, and one prophecy. You think maybe we should listen to this one? And the dream was mine, bordering on a vision. And more on that in the days and weeks to come. But three speakers addressed this. I dreamed about it the night before they did, and then the prophecy came through Paul Wilbur in the middle of his worship time. It's the illustration of a relay race. I was on the track team in high school, and other teams too. I was on the cross-country team, baseball, stuff like that. But in track, there's some interesting sermon parallels that we have in Scripture. I ran the relays. I was first out of the blocks on the relays. You know, we have the baton, and you pass the baton to somebody else. It's a team. When you win the team, all four of you get a medal. Not one guy, not the last guy, all four, because all of you had a part in getting there. It's a team effort. But it's running the race. Remember the verses before about the race we just read in Philippians? The prophecy was, and there was actually two. The first one was, you have not yet finished the race to which I have called you. And the other part was, to some people, you have not started the race. That's not a negative. That's a positive. You're getting ready, you're getting prepared, and your transition is moving you to the place where you're going to get in the starting blocks, the gun's going to sound and off you go because you're ready. And you're in shape, you're in condition, and you're going to win the race. And in that race, he said, there will be restoration and wholeness brought about by winning this race. You're to run and not be weary. And it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Some of you run marathons? That's the picture. It's a marathon. But it's a team effort. And then he said, and when you're getting there, it's no longer the days of Elijah. That's his song, right? But the days of Yeshua. When you start looking in the book of Revelation to the preparation in heaven for the best stuff that's yet to come. When he then comes. But more on that one later, on what that means. Because in the relay race, when you pass the baton to your team member, okay, and I was the first out of the blocks, remember that? You're running as fast as you can, you're at the end of your energy, but at your top speed, okay, when you pass the baton, and then he goes. So interesting picture in all this of the team working together. Okay, it's not a person who gets the glory, okay, but it's a community that works together to make things happen. But you're going to win the race. Michael Wolff gets up, starts by saying, we will see breakthroughs. Where are you guys getting this stuff, okay? Then he talked about some of the things that hold us back is that we carry all these burdens. We carry all these burdens, and we make a nice list and justify all the stuff, right? And he just stood there, and he held out his arms, and he said, remember who carries the burdens. Yeshua is the burden bearer, not you. Okay, he's the burden bearer. Let him do what he does, and you do what you do. Okay? But be a teachable listener. Listen for what God is saying. God is speaking. Are you listening? I like this one. He says, God wants you to enjoy life. Life is a gift. He wants you to enjoy it. You know what he said? He said, I quote him, he says, get a life. Have some fun. Go out there and have fun. I like that. Have fun. You're supposed to have fun. The biblical word is joy. We're to have joy. You're to have fun. Do something fun. Tune in, he said, to God's heart and his vision, and may his peace be upon us. Whoa. Well, okay. As a part of Jeff Foreman's, he addressed some things that I've been saying, but we heard it from him. See if it still speaks to you. Okay? We're to have a joyful attitude, number one. But he said this, remember who you are. How many times have we said this? Remember who you are. You are anointed. You have what God says you have. He will do what he said he will do. He will do it. It's his promise. He that began the good work in you is going to finish it. And he's gotten you ready. You're in condition to get in those starting blocks. When the gun sounds, off you go. And it's going to change the world. It's going to change the world. And then Speaking of spiritual warfare, which is, you know, we're getting there, right? We're getting there. The Lord kind of gave me an interesting picture of something I hadn't thought of before. Peter talks about one of the ways that Satan attacks us. By the way, Satan is a gigantic, counterfeit. He counterfeits what Yeshua does. He's the counterfeit of the real. Okay, and how he attacks is kind of that way too. But Peter tells us that he attacks, one of his methods of attacking is he comes as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You know, we in years past, we've given the illustration on how that works. Okay, what's the nature of a cat? I've got a cat that I love dearly. Okay, but sometimes my cat catches mice, as he should. Does he kill them immediately? No, he plays with them. He just lets them around, grabs them, bring them back, and he kind of plays around. He finally eats them, but he does devour them. There's nothing left. Won't say more about that. But the nature of the cat is that's what they do. They play with their prey. That's what Satan likes. He likes to prey. But he comes with a roaring lion. But the final thing he wants to do is totally devour you. When I was thinking about that, another picture came to me. That's the fake. That's the counterfeit. What's the real? What is Yeshua? He's the lion of Judah. Now, look at that. See, Satan has the counterfeit as a roaring lion. The roaring means he wants to scare you and intimidate you. Yeshua comes as the lion of Judah. Okay? He's the real lion. And the word Judah means praise. The lion. He's the lion of praise. But he comes to devour Satan. See, it's the opposite. Satan comes to devour us. Our Messiah comes to devour the enemy. Just make sure you're on the right team, okay? On that one. Well, needless to say, this impacted me, and a lot I haven't shared today that I will be sharing in the days and weeks to come, and maybe some of you as individuals. But I do want to say that what's happening is across the board. It's not just here. The same things that are happening here are happening everywhere else, all at the same time. And they have an extremely positive attitude to what's coming in the entire movement. And the end result of that is revival and a world vision and changing the world, reaching out into all the world, planting congregations, okay, encouraging people that are not doing too well. And we are going to be a part of that. We're going to be involved. We're not going to be the spectators rooting them on. We're going to be out there. And some of you in this room have been prepared to do just that. And this is our time. The time is now, and the ball is rolling, okay, and the phone is ringing, and people are asking. They're asking us for seders, too, by the way. We're starting to book those. So things are happening. But I want to end with one verse. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3. This is for you. Start with verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Wait, I got to say this. Thinking from a Jewish perspective, that's you. We have taken his name. Okay, you who are Jewish have his name imprinted on you as you begin. The rest of us, by choice, have taken his name. All right? Verse 16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Messiah may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the believers what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Whoa, what a prayer. And now to him who, this is for someone right here, tune in. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, look at these words, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You know, listen, this is for somebody, okay? He's able and he will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you have asked and thought. I have thought about some pretty big things. I've asked for some pretty big things. The promise that God is giving today is it's past that. It's past that. That's how much he loves us. That's who we serve. That's it. That's amazing to me. It's past that. I've given him some pretty big ones. Beyond the beyond. And then when he spoke to me from this verse, he says, okay, it's going to be past that. I go, how can you do that? Because I haven't even thought of the really good stuff yet. It's still to come. According to the power that works in us. That's the Holy Spirit. In verse 21, he ends, to him be glory in the community. That's a dot. By Messiah Yeshua to all generations. That's the children, the teens, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and so on. Forever and ever. We're in this together. God is doing some pretty big things. And he's going to use you. And I don't think we've scratched the surface yet. There's been a lot of preparation over the years for where we are right now. 07 is that year of fruitfulness. Let me find my first page. Here we go. 07. A year of empowerment upon you. Of fresh anointing upon you. Of fruitfulness upon you. A year of refreshment upon you, of wholeness, a new season that's already begun. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, I speak these prophetic words to our congregation and over them today, that this coming year would be a year of empowerment for them as individuals and as a community. There would be a fresh anointing given to us for the things that we don't have a clue what's coming our way, but you do, and you have a plan, and we have been prepared for the breakthroughs that are coming, for the suddenlies and the paradigm shifts that are in process of happening as we speak. That this will be a year, I thank you, and I declare, and I agree with you, a year of fruitfulness for this congregation and all who are in it, a year of refreshment and renewal and wholeness. And in this new season, we will see the miracles that you've promised to give, the answered prayer that's been so long in coming, that the things that we thought were beyond our reach, and those things that are in the depths and innermost parts of people's hearts, their dreams, that they haven't even, or that are so intimate they have not been able to tell anyone what those are, they will happen beginning this year. Beginning this year. Thank you, Lord, for your promises, for your word, and for this community. And how are you going to use this small group of people to impact the world? Give us that world vision. Open the doors and provide. And may we, as they kept declaring, surrender totally to you and simply say, Hineni, here I am. Send me. In Yeshua's name. Amen.